Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Rader moves to second. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. May moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader is hit by the pitch. Watson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. Rader drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Edwards out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Cedeno throws the ball into Rader, who tags Fuentes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Henderson scores. One out. It's 3-1, Astros. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rader. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Rader steals second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Jim Barr. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.